The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the, almost said it, the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host for this Tuesday. Folks, have you ever taken the time to listen intently to the words of that? We must take America back. Leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us. I mean, what a choice. That song was written for John Stadtmuller, personally. And he replaced the song that he used to use, which is Talk Radio. I don't know what the title of it was, but it couldn't be more important than it is today. I'm going to open up the phone lines here in about 7-8 minutes, but I want to play a couple of clips for you first. As you know, the phone line's 520-248-8252. But before I get there, I want you to listen intently to this guy, and I want you to remember as he's talking that this is fake. He's either completely mesmerized, hypnotized, and propagandized, or he's one of them. This is the COVID-19 response coordinator and White House magician, Dr. Ashish Jha. With the latest vaccine Kool-Aid being poured from the media, I want you to listen to his adulation as he tries to convince parents to poison their young children, infants 6 months old and above. Go ahead and play clip six, Mike.
My name is Dr. Ashish Jha, and I am the White House COVID-19 response coordinator. I have some really exciting news. The FDA and the CDC just authorized vaccines for kids under 5. These vaccines are incredibly safe. They work to prevent serious illness. That's why I have gotten all 3 of my children vaccinated. And now, if you're a parent of a kid under 5, this is a great time to go out and get your child protected. Get them vaccinated.
Isn't that exciting, folks? Aren't you excited? The FDA and the CDC just authorized vaccines for kids under 5. According to him, they work to prevent serious illness. Notice how they pulled COVID out and put serious illness in. There could be all kinds of serious illnesses. So these vaccines, or they call them vaccines, which they're not, genetic altering mRNA shots, okay, prevent serious illness. Just ask Santa Claus Schwab's puppet Justin Trudeau or Anthony Flip-Flop Fauci. I tested positive after being vaxxed and boosted and really don't want to talk to Rand Paul again. Fauci. Are you excited yet, folks? That's why the White House head of the COVID response team, Dr. Ashish Jha, has gotten all his kids. Is this guy an idiot? He's just gotten all his kids vaccinated with saline, likely. According to these compromised, bought-off lunatics, you should be excited. And if you're not, well, in their bizarro world where slavery is freedom, war is peace, and death is life, from their view, you should have a psychological evaluation. But wait, hey, I'm not done yet. Here's another Looney Tune waving her wand as an encore to Dr. Strangelove. Oops, I mean Dr. Jha. Yes, our beloved head of the CDC, Beelzebub's mistress, Rochelle Walensky. Go ahead, play clip 7, Mike.
I know many parents with very young children have been anticipating this day. We now know, based on rigorous scientific review, that the vaccines available here in the United States can be used safely and effectively in children under 5. Vaccinating young children is a critical opportunity to protect them against hospitalization and death from COVID-19. Parents, I strongly encourage you to get your children vaccinated.
The Pfizer and Moderna.
Oh, my God. They've been anticipating this day, folks. Yes, many young parents have been anticipating this day. Really? Seriously? Yes, Rochelle, I can just picture them glued to their boob tubes in excitement, just waiting for you and Fausti Fauci and demonic Pied Piper Bill Gates to dominate the airwaves, giving these young, naive parents the green light to sacrifice their children to their lord and master Moloch. Yes, they're waving their hypnotic wands, attempting to sell their wares on every mainstream demonic channel shortly. Through their regimented minions, the only realism that will be lacking are the horns protruding from their foreheads, folks. After all, after rigorous scientific review, according to Beelzebub's whore, they now know the jab can be used safely and effectively in children under 5, all the way down to 6 months old. Yes, folks, it's true. They can use it safely and effectively to destroy any chance of an innocent child growing up to be a functioning adult. And why, you might ask? Well, that's a silly question. For Agenda 2030. For population reduction. To eliminate those useless eaters. And of course, if any of them are lucky enough to survive the onslaught, the increased medical costs of their unsuspecting parents will endure while lining their coffers of Big Pharma and their stockholders. And the sickest part of all of this is that they are putting lipstick on the proverbial pig, and only us, having the blessing of being awake, can see the curse as it unfolds. It's disgusting. Absolutely, horrendously disgusting. Remember when I reported last week? Blessing, it's a blessing that we can see. It's a curse that we have to watch this. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, phone lines are open, 520-248-8252, if you want to jump in on any of these areas that I've talked about today. But coming full circle on all of this, folks, is that there, all of this, any of the above, can be used to, you know, as an emergency. You know, they use that term loosely, emergency. Oh, it's an emergency, lockdown, oh my God, monkeypox, oh my God, oh, there's going to be a war. Yeah, there's going to be a war because you're the ones that are provoking the war. Putin doesn't want a war. Putin's flipping over with his gold to the BRICS agreement, whatever, with China, India. They don't want a war. Oh, and by the way, yeah, Putin defaulted on his debt. He defaulted on his debt because this country froze his assets and he can't do business in any of the normal fiat currency arenas that he was able to do it in. So he has to pay the debt in something other than using their venue for payment. Okay? So don't get on the mainstream media and demonize Putin because you're the ones that stopped him from... It'd be like trying to drive down the road, folks, and you put a roadblock up and you can't get through, okay? And then you blame me because I can't get through the roadblock. That's ridiculous. I'm just... Oh, my God. Anyway, let's talk about that blessing of being awake for a moment. I pondered this for the past week and concluded it's only a curse if we sit back and watch and don't use it. It's kind of like a new car sitting in the garage. It doesn't get us to our destination unless we drive it. So, I mean, I apologize. I've been off on a little bit of a rant, but I want to take a moment and lighten the mood a little bit with some positivity here, okay? Let's take a minute. Go ahead and play clip 8, Mike. Let's start with that. No, Mike. No. Clip 8. It's the one before that. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Let me go ahead and send it over to you. I don't want to continue with this before we lighten the mood a little bit. Okay. I just sent it over to you. Okay. Go ahead and play it at your leisure. Did you get it? That's fine. Okay. All right. Thanks. All right, Mike, thanks for that. We awakened, folks. Real Americans with values. We're searching for that pot of gold. We found a little bit of it. They overruled Roe v. Wade. Yay! It's like the one we find at the end of the rainbow. And what is that pot of gold that we seek? It's restoration of our constitutional republic and the values. And we will never achieve it unless we've awakened enough people, folks, to make a difference. And we start by making our voices heard. You hear my voice. I share it with you every week. But you need to take what you learn and share it with all you know, or at least guide them here to RBN to listen. I have a dream of restoration, and at times I think it is in vain, but then I think, wait, I have a platform and now you're here. I can't believe that you're back again. But in this case, most of you have always been here, and it's me that's back again. And I know I can't lose as long as you follow, folks. Not really follow, but listen. And take action. Share RBN's message. Donate for your support. Invite your friends, neighbors, your relatives to listen. Educate your children, your grandchildren. Make them aware of the dire consequences awaiting them if they listen to these demons pushing their poison. I'll tell you what. I'll close out this report with an article that I pulled off of RBN's website. It's called When the Wicked Try to Flee. Now, you might be wondering if our country can get any crazier because the FDA and the CDC seem bent on killing and maiming as many Americans as possible. It disgusts me. Proof, not just evidence, you understand. Proof abounds that Pfizer, the Moderna, the mRNA vaccines don't work and are grossly unsafe. If the people who run these agencies don't know that, then there has never been a lazier, less competent, worse informed executive crew running anything in the history of Western civilization. So they press on now with shots for little children and infants that are certain to harm the kids' immune systems and produce an array of consequences, serious disorders ranging from hepatitis to myocarditis to sterility to brain damage. And you'd think that if mere rumors of these things reached their ears and their eyeballs, these executives, these unappointed, call them what you will, would at least pause their injection program to investigate, like they did with swine flu. There really is no analog in history for authorities who act this blindly homicidal. The Nazis, folks, murdered targeted groups for deliberate eugenic purposes, vicious as they were, and made it clear why they were doing it, at least among themselves. While they did it, Stalin killed his perceived political enemies and then killed masses randomly to hold the Soviet populace in the thrall of his rule. And there's a name for that. It's called despotic cruelty. Mao Zedong revved up his murder campaigns and cultural revolutions to desperately hold on to his slip-sliding autocratic power. Pol Pot killed people who wore eyeglasses and read books because they were capable of figuring things out, like maybe what Pol Pot was up to. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the White House medical advisor, Dr. Rochelle Walensky of the CDC, and Dr. Robert M. Califf of the FDA are killing and harming your fellow Americans because apparently they don't know why. As the old saw goes, they know not what they do. Or is that so? Is it even possible anymore, folks? One must suppose it is possible if they are insane, which you also understand does not preclude them from being evil as well. Now, Ms. Walensky says repeatedly that they are looking at or waiting on, quote, the data, end quote. No, she's not. She's just saying that, as if reciting a magic incantation that can deflect culpability. The data are and is in plain sight. It's not even hiding. The data is and are all over the world, in this country, in the UK, in Denmark, in France, in Sweden, in Norway, in Iceland, in Portugal, in Israel, in Cuba, in South Africa, Australia. Name a country, folks. The data that is turning up now in respected medical journals, many news websites, substacks, and blogs as well, even here and there, in what we call mainstream media. A lot of the data, until very recently, were getting published in the agency's own collection organs, but they deliberately stopped it. The data tells us that people who got vaccinated and boosted are turning up with broken immune systems that leave them extra specially open to repeated COVID-19 reinjection, and that each reiteration of the illness breaks down their immune systems even more, which suggests that over time, think the months ahead, folks, more and more of them are going to die from all kinds of opportunistic viral and bacterial diseases, not to mention cancers, structural damage due to blood clots. I can't hardly even read this. Folks, I've lost four friends, two friends, two associates, in the past year and a half over this, and I am disgusted with this. The heart tissue injury directly from spike proteins and brain and neuro illness. Do you believe that the authorities somehow missed all of this? Are they trying to pretend that they didn't, well, take your pick, fecklessly promote the biggest compound medical blunder in history? Conspire with pharmaceutical companies in a dastardly racketeering scheme? Carry out the orders of some shady, malevolent elite to cull the human population under a depraved, messianic, crypto-eco ideology? Or, well, just reasons? Before too much longer, they're going to have to tell us. And at this point, resigning in order to just slink away from the scene of the crime is probably not possible. Francis Collins tried to step down from the National Institute for Health. Remember that last year? But we'll know how to find him, and we certainly know what he did in enabling the creation of the COVID-19 pandemic, and then its supposed savior, these vaccines. This is true, by the way, across the entire medical profession, including doctors, hospital directors, and of course, the pharma executives. They'll have to answer for why they continued vexing the public when caution was indicated. You know, primum non nocere, first do no harm. And how come they stupidly and or maliciously suppressed cheap and effective early treatment drugs? The absurd grifting machine of American medicine is collapsing anyway, along with just about every other system we depend on. So maybe the doctors and the public health officials think that if they can delay acknowledging the obvious of, well, just a few months longer, there will be no institutions left standing in the United States of America to adjudicate their crimes. It's possible, but it's not likely. Wow, that went by in a hurry. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, the National Intel Report. I'll continue with this when we get back. Stick around.
Well, you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is.
Got the little black car, the little black dresser. Got the guru and the trainer and the full-course dresser. Got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.com. We got the pages.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your Tuesday host. You know, I'm going to pause here. I have to tell you, it's very difficult for me to share this with you because I lost one of my oldest friends to these shenanigans. Went to his funeral on December the 5th last year, and it was over these vaccines. I may share that story with you, but got a couple callers on the line, so we're going to go to them first. Give me a chance to compose myself. Charlie, I'll go to you second, so hang on the line, Charlie. Let's go to Rick in Myrtle Beach. Rick, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Michael. How are you doing? I hope you've got about 25 million people listening here because this is really good. You're hitting the nail on the head, and people need to hear this message. I don't know what your schedule. Have you been? When are you on RBN?
Every Tuesday, the National Intel Report.
Okay. Yeah, very good. Yeah, so it's very hard for me to really respond to anything you're saying because you're just saying everything I would say. So, but,
yeah, we're living in bizarro world. Go ahead.
Yeah, so you know, people have to understand. You do kind of ask the question. You know, what are they going to say when they will eventually have to answer for themselves, like Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, and all of them, and the CDC and the FDA? Well, the thing is, they're not planning to answer. Because they're not planning on losing power, so
right.
What they did was, this goes right back to I was on the phone when I heard the news that President Trump had decided to lock down the country because over the next couple of weeks there's a potential for millions of people to die. What I found out later was listening to, and because Trump didn't really spell it out, but what happened was they killed two of his friends. I don't know if they actually killed them or they made it look like they died. But two of his close friends apparently died. And one had said, okay, well, you know, I just got diagnosed with COVID, but I'll talk to you tomorrow and I'll let you know how it goes. And Trump said, you know, Next thing I heard, he passed away.
Where did you hear this? Did you hear this from Donald Trump?
I'm like a news guy, so I track all the, yes. What I'm quoting you is actually what Donald Trump said.
Okay.
So I know this one for 100%.
Okay.
Then what happened was, and I know this, I'm just quoting you from Donald Trump, is that, now he didn't say Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci entered his office, but they did. I know who they were because there's nobody else who would have done it. They laid on his desk that, and then they showed him what's going to happen. They gave him all the statistics, and they said,
"Is that from Neil Ferguson's? Is that from Neil Ferguson's computer-generated chart?"
Yeah, you know what they said.
What
they said? They said within a month, 2 million Americans can die if you don't lock down this country.
Mm. Yeah, that was Neil Ferguson's chart. That was his. That was his.
Yes.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. So he said, "Look, you know, this really bothered me. This is the last thing I wanted to do." And he said, "But I really had no choice." And I said to my friend that the night that I heard that he had locked down the country, I said, "This will go down as one of the most stupid things any president has ever made in America." See, I made a protocol about 10 years ago or more that wipes out any virus within 6 hours. If you start feeling like you're getting sick, you get a virus, you get the aches down the spine, you get a pressure in the head, you get an itchy nose, or, you know, you get all the symptoms. If you notice those symptoms, then within 3 hours, you start taking aspirin and vitamin C and zinc and stuff. Within 6 hours, it'd be 100% gone, all the symptoms. And so many people have done it, like, as old as 92 and as young as teenagers, and it works every single time. There is never any need, because under the United States law, you're not allowed to make a vaccine if there is an effective cure. If there's an effective treatment, they don't use the word cure, but if there's an effective treatment, they're not allowed to make a vaccine.
Right, that's why they vilified ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, Rick. So
yes, because Dr. Fauci did a report in 2005, and he said that hydroxychloroquine is more effective than a vaccine. And
right.
He wrote the paper.
Right, right.
And so when you ask, you know, what are they going to say? This was a ruse right from the beginning. They planned this out.
I know.
With all the hospitals and everything, and they're all, we're going to get paid millions and millions of dollars. And I heard that one director of a hospital in South Dakota, he was getting paid about $1 million a year. And then once COVID hit, he suddenly was raking in over $6 million a year.
Mm-hmm. From the CARES Act.
He's being sued.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's going to be sued by a guy who moved to Florida to escape prosecution, and he was on RBN. I just can't. His name slips in my mind.
Was he a guest or a host?
He was a guest.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So he said he's going to be the first one that's actually going to blow the lid wide open.
All right. Well, Rick, I'll tell you what. Hold on. We got to go to the bottom of the hour break. I'll hold you over and finish your thoughts up. I got Charlie in Florida waiting on the line. Don't leave me, Charlie. I'll get to you next. Be back in three. I'll continue with this. Rick, close out your thoughts when we get back. See you in three, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what this is. The Constitution was about.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your Tuesday host. We got the lines filling up here. Rick in Myrtle Beach, close out your thoughts here, buddy. Go ahead.
Right, just to round it up with some good news. So just so you understand, they tricked Trump by killing off two of his close friends. And then they said that within a few weeks, 2 million people would die. Anyway, so as you know, recently you may have heard Bill Gates say that, oh, well, you know, this Omicron is actually better than a vaccine. And he said, really, he said, you know, it took us too long to actually ramp up the production of vaccines. And he said, we really missed the boat. He said, next time we have to do it much, much quicker. And then even Moderna had mentioned recently at the Davos meeting, he said that, you know, he went around all of Washington, D.C. trying to, you know, move some vaccines. And he said he went to all the embassies and none of them wanted it. And in the end, he had to throw away 13 million doses of the so-called vaccines.
So did Bill Gates?
There is great news, because we've won in the Supreme Court, but never again will they be able to mandate a vaccine. And by the way, that win in January, that included testing. So you either had to be vaccinated or tested, and the Supreme Court says, no, you don't have the authority to do that. And so it was thrown out. So that becomes precedent. And so never again can they do that. And they're really stuck now. So we're in a much, much better place where they're not going to be able to pull the wool over our eyes again. But he knew that the fear was peaking early on. And as the fear started to wane, they lost control, and then they started getting court cases against them. We've had many, many court cases wins since then. But anyway, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it very much.
I appreciate your input. Okay, John in Michigan, you'll be next, but I got to go to Charlie first here. So Charlie in Florida, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, Michael. By the way, I just wanted to compliment you on your show tonight. It's absolutely fantastic. If they ever approach you and ask if you would take over the John Steinmiller show permanently, I wish you would consider it. I know you're very busy, but I think you would be a perfect fit for this spot. I really do.
Oh, thank you, Charlie. I appreciate that. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're welcome, and it's sincere. It's coming from my heart. I really believe that.
I know that.
I wanted to comment a little bit about what you were talking about on the situation over there with
Ukraine?
Yes, in Ukraine. You know me. You know my likes and dislikes. But yeah, the thing that is going on over there in the Ukraine with the with NATO, okay? And that absolutely is what's going on. You nailed it with that little article or that tape that you played. Because that's absolutely what they're trying to do is to try to continue this war out.
Right.
And they're trying to make it turn it into a war of attrition.
Which, right, and they're losing.
They are losing.
Well, the only people that are paying for it right now are the American people and the Ukrainian citizens who are being dispersed to Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan, the number of the stands over there. But they're leaving. I picked up a lady that was in Poland from the airport, took her to the airport on my Uber, and she was housing a Ukrainian refugee. Got into a little conversation with her over that. But the only people that are losing is Ukrainian citizens, non-military, and the American people and the European people because of the gas price hikes and the shortages. Look what Macron did. We pulled Biden aside the other day to try to tell him how stupid he was to just turn on the pipeline, you dummy. That was just, what was it, today or yesterday at the G7. So anyway, I don't mean to take your floor. Go ahead.
No, you did. You're doing fine. You're saying everything I would have said. It's exactly right. They want to turn it into a war of attrition, thinking that that's going to help them win. But it's absolutely not. One of the reasons why it's not is because the Ukrainians are pretty well already lost this thing. They're losing up to, some estimates, up to 1,000 or more soldiers a day.
Right.
Are becoming victims of the war. And they can't afford, they just don't have the number of people there to replace them with.
Which is part of the reason I'm sure why Biden's over there right now is because they're going to start conscripting these NATO countries in to take their places. You know, that's just a speculation on my part, but I'm sure that's what's going on. Go ahead.
No, I think you nailed it again. That's exactly what I see is happening. Unfortunately, as you say, the people in these countries aren't buying it. They don't want NATO in their countries. They know that Russia will retaliate against that, building a NATO base on their border. Are you kidding me? That's what the whole war was about. Why Russia got in there basically in the first place.
I know. I've already iterated on my shows in the past. It would be easy to eliminate this war by simply agreeing to, you know, that Ukraine won't go into NATO, pull the missiles off the border, okay, and declare that Donetsk and Lugansk declare their independence and leave us alone. End of story. Everybody take their football and go home. But this country won't do that. All right, they won't do that for a number of reasons. You know, that I've put forth on the airwaves in the past. But anyway, go ahead and close out. I've got a couple other calls on the line here, Charlie, and then I want to finish out this report. So anything else you want to add, my friend?
Well, yeah, I wanted to just add that to what you're saying there. I said it a long time ago, I think on your show as well, and I've said it. If they had wanted a peaceful solution, they would have sought out peace talks from the very beginning of the conflict.
No, they won't do that.
Where the sides would negotiate, but they never did that. We just all of a sudden we went in and and now it's like you get people that believe it's like the Ukraine versus, Russia versus the United States. I mean, it's not our dog. It's not our fight. This is between Ukraine and Russia. Okay, I'll let you go. I know you got other callers on the line,
right.
But
thanks, Charlie. Thank you for the compliment. I appreciate that. All right, let's go to John in Michigan. Pat, you'll be up next. John in Michigan, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. It's on your mind.
Hey, Michael. A couple of things. the gentleman that just before you, this is a big money laundering business that's going on
yes.
right now to pay off everybody for all the crimes that they've committed there. This has been mm-hmm. run by the Nazis or mm-hmm. the Ashkenazis or whoever were the bad guys for years from the end of World War II. And it's a great channel to get people, you know, you don't have to go across the Mediterranean, you can just run things through there, but money is what they're dealing with right now. I mean, they couldn't even give a few billion dollars to build a border wall here, but yet they're getting billions. So that's one thing. And one of your callers before, too, talked about the Supreme Court shutting down Biden with mandates. And if anybody can remember Ralph Winterhout, who hosted a show here on Sundays, talking mm-hmm. about the Federal Register, that's why they shut him down. Because none of these agencies, and the agencies have to publish in the Federal Register to make any of their orders or whatever they want done, and it has to be applicable to the and lawful. So Biden was shut down by the Supreme Court, not because of what he was asking. It's because they didn't ever publish and get permission from the Federal Register. And that's something, people, we have to bring out, because all of these agencies are rogue, running rogue, and they don't publish any of this in the Federal Register to get the authority. And so that's that one. And then one more. Before Trump ran for presidency, I remember him going to Switzerland. I think that's where his family's from. I'm pretty sure. It could be. It's not Sweden. And I don't. Is there another S over there? There's Switzerland, Sweden.
Sweden, and, yeah.
And, well, anyhow, it was Switzerland. His family's from there. And supposedly in Switzerland, they have hundreds of secret societies. I don't know if you've ever heard that story.
No.
But I learned it in the early time of his running. But he came back and he said he one of his presentations, he talked about being protected by the rednecks. And I don't know if you've ever heard that before.
No.
But the redneck is not, you know, the redneck from the hills who's a nice guy. The rednecks are these people that from the Netherlands, Switzerland, three different countries came over here to the United States and founded a Christian society. And they wore red scarves. It had to do with the blood that they shed, I think, their previous people shed. So if he's leaving the country, he could be going back to his homeland to find out what the next step is, because supposedly he belongs to one of the secret societies, too. So that's just another skinny there. And folks, it's just good to have you on, Michael. And I think that's – I know I had a couple other points, but I'll let you carry on with your show, but I just wanted to get those out. Believe me, they do not have the authority. The Federal Register, just go check it out. You'll see that Roosevelt established that in the 30s, the 30s, because the agencies were going so wildly rogue, he had to get control over them, and this stabilized it. Then it's the Administrative Procedure Act of 1946 that backs up the Federal Register's decisions. So if we use those, we can really expose a lot, because that's how they're getting away with this. And as far as the people thinking Ukraine's bad, to your last caller, the media is the one promoting that, and that's what most people believe in, and so it's sad, but the same people run the media here, too.
I got you. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, John. I appreciate the input. Okay, let's go to Pat in Fort Worth. Pat, I'm sorry to make you hold, but... you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Hello, Pat.
I'm on with Michael. Okay,
yes.
All right. I wanted to ask you a question that
okay.
I've never got a chance to ask, but I'll need to say the whole thing or else I'll forget what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Everybody quotes General Eisenhower, "Beware of the military-industrial complex."
Right.
Section 4 of his final speech. But up to then, he said that we should be prepared so that any nation would not risk their own demise by attacking us. However, you know, words are words. Why did he have a German POW camp in Canada, where millions of Germans were tortured to death because he was a Jew? He was a Jew. And that Jew, y'all take up for and quote more than anybody I've ever heard. And in fact, they called him in West Point. They called him that terrible Swedish Jew. Can you answer any of that?
Okay, I don't know anything about that. I mean, I know I did do research on Eisenhower. I'm sorry. I did do some research on Eisenhower, and after the war, the camps with Morgenthau and all that stuff, and the amount of the amount of the German people that actually died from starvation and exposed to the elements and so forth after the war, they kept him in cages and they treated him very badly, you know. But I didn't know anything about a prison camp in Canada. Pardon me?
Okay, maybe just a guy in Canada wrote it, but he was a Jew.
You're talking about Eisenhower.
Yeah, born right. in Texas, but
No. I mean, there's a lot of Jewish people in the United States, and they're born in every state in the Union. So you're saying Eisenhower was Jewish, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't disbelieve that at all.
That's why he hated the Germans, but. I don't know why anybody quotes that thing, where of the military. When I was about 10 years old and I heard people talking about President Eisenhower, all they said in Mississippi was, we proved that we could live without a president.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for the input. Thank you for the input, okay. Pat. I appreciate that. I didn't. I knew some of it. I didn't know it all. But anyway, okay, thanks, Pat. Appreciate the call. John in Michigan's back with, I guess he's going to add something quickly. Go ahead, John. You got 3 minutes before the break.
Michael, I just want to make sure that people realize that the presidency is considered an agency, too. And that's why I was bringing up the Federal Register. So the president, under all of this, it's the president, and this is from Ralph Norwell. And you can go back and listen to it, but so that's why he was shut down by the Supreme Court, folks. The Federal Register, that's our silver bullet.
Okay. Well, isn't that something to do with, back in 1871, correct me if I'm wrong here, but it had something to do with, they changed it over from the United States of America, the Constitution, and they made America a corporation, right? And the president's just the CEO of the corporation. Am I right?
Well, that probably relates to that, because the Act of 1871 was financed by the Rothschilds, and they completely changed a lot of the Constitution around, because it wasn't anymore a country, it was a corporation.
Right, yeah, okay.
But it has to be published in the Federal Register. Everything
right.
has to be published. The NIH, the CDC, and your agency in your own freaking little town like here in Bel Air, Michigan. The agency that is in this state, they have to publish, too. It's not just because they're extensions of the home office.
Okay. Well, I guess everybody
all these mandates, that just says an authoritative order, and that's according to Webster, and they don't have any authority unless they get it cleared through the Federal Register.
Well, we miss right. Ralph Winterow, don't we? Because I know the man was just an encyclopedia of information regarding that issue, because he did a lot of deep research on it, more, a heck of a lot more than I've done. You know.
I'm giving you a little silver bullet, and I think he was taken out too, but along with our buddy John. But anyhow, that's my feeling.
Well, speaking of Ralph, did he pass away with COVID, I think? Right.
They put him in the hospital, and no one could get through to him. So you know what they do in the hospital. And he really was really a pain in the side for the lawyers in Alaska, because they eliminated their court system, and that's something that people don't know about. That it's the lawyers run the whole show. So,
I wouldn't put it past him. I know. I've said this on the air. I've lost two friends and two acquaintances over this. You know. I get emotional over it. Just in reading that article here a little while ago, you know, it brings up memories of what this has caused. And even 2 years ago, a little less than 2 years ago, I was listening to a report from Mike Adams, was talking about you're going to lose loved ones, your friends, relatives, coworkers, and so forth. And at the time, I said, yeah, okay, whatever. Well, it came to pass. And it's devastating, because, you know, life is a precious thing. And everybody deserves the right to life. I don't care what creed, color, nationality you are. We all deserve the right to life. And for these psychopaths, these demons, to value a dollar over the preciousness of life is just absolutely unconscionable to me. But anyway, all right.
They just have to kill you know, as many as they, and this is the perfect pill for killing, is just get everybody vaccinated, they'll die sooner or later, we'll make money on their death and everything else, except the insurance companies are getting a little uptight. All right, God bless you. Thank you for everything, Michael.
Thank you, John. All right, let's go to Murren, Wisconsin. Go ahead and skip the last break, Mike, if you would. Let's go to Murren, Wisconsin. Murren, you're on with Michael. How you doing, girl?
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
I know you talked about the Traficant document where he read into the congressional record the bankruptcy of March 9, 1933. That has never stopped.
I mean, no,
we
I know.
Keep acting like we're playing the game. This is basically a democracy now. It says right in there.
Right, that's where it changed from a constitutional republic to a democracy, and it was before Traficant in 1933. I can't remember the guy's name, but he got on and he read it into the congressional record on the House floor. And I went in and looked him up in Wikipedia, and they literally vilified and demonized this guy. I can't remember his name now, but
McFadden,
Louis McFadden. Yes, thank you, Murr. They demonized, they literally ran him out of office. I don't remember what happened to him, but after he had read that on the House floor in Congress, you know, they really went after him. But the truth is that, you know, he was telling the truth. At that particular point in time, they made us all, and I'm talking about all of us as, you know, occupants of the United States, they made us enemies of the state. So, you know, they look at us as cattle. They look at us as just a commodity. They don't look at us as having any value as a human being.
Well,
you know?
also, we're their creditors, so they have to destroy us. Because the only value is labor, you know, mental and physical labor, and that's where Germany thrived.
Do you think that they've reached the point, Murr, where, you know, and because all this time, you know, I've talked to people of God for many years, and, well, you know, they need us, you know, you need our tax dollars and so forth. I think they've reached the point where they've pretty much proven through their actions they don't need us anymore.
No, they don't want us either. And this is so much in your face. I'll send you a couple of things that Rince had, but it was on New York Post. All these pictures of these babies and children being stabbed with this bioweapon. So they threw the abortion back to the states, but they're throwing it in our faces how they're still killing all the babies.
Oh, it's disgusting. I mean, as you know,
and then
in
you
just
have fads, right? So they're just killing everybody.
I mean, it, you know, I couldn't hardly even get through that article. Matter of fact, I still got a couple of paragraphs to go, because it brings up memories of what has transpired, at least in my life, over the last 2 years, and I am absolutely appalled at what these people have done to myself, as far as my associations, what they've done to other people on this planet. Many people that I've talked to during my Uber escapades, you know, that have been destroyed by this. Their family members, their friends. I picked up a guy that was crying one day. He asked me to get to an apartment complex as fast as he could, and I said, why? He said, because my girlfriend is miscarrying. Well, it's because she got vaxxed.
Yeah.
I mean, but the problem is that these people are so propagandized, Murr, that they can't believe that their government is not benevolent.
They chase God and Jesus Christ out. So the state is the God.
Right. And so, you know, as long as they have that attitude, I mean, God, you know, this overturning of Roe v. Wade, it really is a blessing. Because now that's put them into a frenzy. I mean, literally, the curtain has come down, and they've on these video clips that I watched yesterday. I mean, it was, you might as well say that these people are demon possessed. They were doing things that I couldn't believe people would do. But men, naked, riding bicycles in Portland, Oregon. Okay, just riding up and down a bicycle with 3-year-old kids out there. It was like a parade. I mean, you know what? What has possessed? Well, we know what's possessed these people, Murr.
Right.
You know.
This whole COVID thing is a spell. It was nothing. They sold it as a virus all around the world. They shut down the world in 1 week.
Do you think, Murr, that they've put something in that these vaccines that has caused these people to go mentally, you know, just off the deep end?
Well, I think it does that, and I think there's a lot of things, but there's been priests and monks that, you know, are continually in meditation and prayer, and they took this shot, and they said they have like a demon in front of their face all the time. They can't connect to God.
I've heard that. I've heard that from other videos that I've watched with people who've said the same thing, that they said that they felt like their soul was gone after they had taken the vaccine. Yeah. which doesn't surprise me. It seems like I ran across a tape I watched from DARPA that they were discussing something along those lines 10 years ago, you know. So none of it surprises me, but as I look around and I say this and I reiterate it all the time, every morning I feel like I get up and I'm living in the Twilight Zone because I don't recognize this country from when I was a young man. Okay. Anything else you want to add before I let you go, my girl?
Well, just they slap those face diapers right on their faces right away. People have to stay away from the media. This is an important thing. Media is plural for mediums, and it's also a name of a demon.
All right, Myrrh. Thanks a lot. All right, I'm going to close this show out today. Folks, I want you to listen real closely to the words of this song. Go ahead and play it. I'll see you next time. Same station next week, folks. Go ahead and teach your children, Mike.
Who are on the road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh. Of tender years, can't know the fears that your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by.
Red, white, and blue, we must take America back. We must take America back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.